This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. I am sorry to be the first person to tell you it is Friday the 13th. Far and wide, it's reported that the U.S. economy loses about $800 million on Fridays the 13th, with superstitious people calling in sick or avoiding airplanes and such. That stat is often attributed to the Stress Management and Phobia Institute of North Carolina. Marketplace's Noel King did some further digging.
The Stress Management and Phobia Institute has a website, but I couldn't track anyone from the Institute down, so I called Dan Ilves, a senior VP at the travel agency Travel Store. Friday the 13th is supposed to be terrible for people in his line of work, but
I have never heard of a client or have had a client tell me that they will absolutely not fly on Friday the 13th.
Ilves says airlines might lower some seat prices on the 13th as a marketing ploy.
Just to attract the business. It's not like the whole plane is available at a reduced rate.
Clinical psychologist Lisa Hale, who directs the Kansas City Center for Anxiety Treatment, says superstition is common.
About 1 in 4 people actually identify themselves as superstitious. Now, only about 1% identifies themselves as very superstitious.
The very superstitious may cost the economy, but they also pump money back in.
The people making money are those who are selling, you know, rabbit's foot and amulets.
Which is good luck for some business owners. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.